Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Maxine Waters has decided it's worth her time to fly all the way from California all the way to Minnesota. Maxine Waters called for protesters in Minnesota to be more confrontational if that police officer is acquitted. Hours later, two National Guard members were injured in a drive-by shooting. If Waters were a Republican, she would be deplatformed immediately from Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. She hasn't been, don't worry. She would be expelled from Congress for inciting violence. And this isn't the first time that Maxine Waters has incited violence. And this isn't the first time she won't be held accountable for inciting violence against our men and women in uniform. She is literally telling people, don't leave. She's pushing for protesters to remain agitated and angry, turning up the heat in a nation that's already burnt out on political violence nationwide. And there are few members of Congress more controversial in calling for violence than California House Representative Maxine Waters. The Democrat has been one of the many of the left who've succumbed to the idea that their job is to oppose Republicans at all costs, even when the American people are overwhelming in favor of compromise. Waters has decided to go and to produce more anger, to create more anger, to be the fuel that fire that you throw on that fire. She's an anger monger, constantly riling up the young and the Democratic base, even going so far as to suggest that her followers seek out conservatives, publicly shame them, which, by the way, they did. But what she said last night, what she said this weekend, was even worse than any of that. Maxine Waters marching in Brooklyn Center after that city has been torched, telling people to take the streets if that police officer is acquitted of murder. She says manslaughter is not enough. She's already setting us up for failure. She also said he should have been charged with first-degree murder, already setting us up for failure. Should have been first-degree murder. It wasn't. Chauvin, that former Minneapolis police officer, faces three different charges: second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. If he is found guilty of manslaughter, she says there's going to be hell to pay. Not respecting the justice system, not respecting the jury, not respecting the trial, not respecting the people on that jury, not respecting the judge. She has decided to go full out vigilante justice. You go all in vigilante justice. That's how you do it if you are a Democrat. Now, I go back to the two National Guardsmen that were attacked in a drive-by shooting last night. When this happened, why do you think it happened? Serious question here. Why do you think it happened? I'll tell you exactly why it happened. She's out there getting people fired up and agitated. She's out there getting people angry. Can you imagine if a Republican would have done this? Now, let me remind you what we impeached Donald Trump a second time for. Don't forget why we impeached him a second time. Because he incited insurrection at the Capitol, even though his own words were actually, we're going to go peacefully. That's right. He said, we're going to go peacefully. That's the complete opposite of Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters there getting everybody riled up. Maxine Waters is there telling protesters to get more confrontational. And she is hopeful that the protests continue. Quote, you got to make sure they know we mean business. Well, what could be meaning business more than what you've already done? You've already looted. You've already burned down stores. You've already destroyed businesses and people's lives. You've already attacked police officers. So when you say we mean business, does that mean now it's murder? Is it death? Because what else can you do at this point? You've looted, you've rioted, you burned down. You've attacked the police. You've attacked, you've made the area totally unstable. You've allowed for the National Guard to have to come in. You have curfews. If that isn't meaning business, then what does meaning business? Just randomly shooting people like the National Guardsmen that were shot hours after you said we need to show them we mean business? She's not out there trying to bring the community together. She's out there trying to divide this country. She's out there trying to make sure that if we don't get our way, our definition of justice, that the place burns to the ground.
Reform. And so, yes, I would like to see the bill in Congress pass on police reform. But I know that the right wing, the racists, are opposed to it. And I don't.
Yeah, the right wing. So police reform and what they refer to it is police reform. It's nothing like police reform. We've talked about this on our podcast this weekend. If you want to know what the Democrats claim is police reform, go listen to our podcast from earlier this week. Wherever you get your podcast, grab it, because we went in detail into this bill, right, that they call police reform. It's not police reform. It's taking away all rights and protection of police who are out there putting their lives on the line. And the overwhelming majority of men and women in uniform are amazing people that are willing to die to protect you. That's what they're willing to do. They're willing to die to protect you. And this is how she decides to treat them. This is what she believes she needs to say to attack them. To destroy them. Oh, it gets better. Not only does she say anyone that disagrees with her is a right-wing not KKK member. This isn't bringing people together. She also has even more to say about what we need to do in the streets.
But I know that the right wing, the racists, are opposed to it. And I don't know what's going to happen to it. But I know this. We've got to stay in the street. And we've got to demand justice.
As a black man, despite all of the efforts, I feel like nothing changes. And George Floyd is waking so many people up. Yet nothing has happened, despite the rhetoric. Like what needs to happen that's different this year than all the years before?
We're looking for a guilty verdict. We're looking for a guilty verdict. And we're looking to see if all of the talk that took place and has been taking place after they saw what happened to George Floyd, if nothing does not happen, then we know that we've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that is a guilty, guilty, guilty.
It's interesting. There's no such thing as a trial are innocent until proven guilty. No, we've already decided that you're guilty. That's what she's saying here. We've already decided what our definition of justice is. And our definition of justice is you must do what we tell you to do. And if you don't do what we tell you to do, then there will be no peace. In other words, we're going to hold you hostage. We're going to hold society hostage. We're going to hold the police hostage. We're going to hold all of you hostage. We've decided that all of you will be held hostage. If we don't get what we want, if we don't get what we demand, if we don't get what we believe is our definition of justice, we will burn and torch and we will come after everything. And if you want to know how the media is dealing with this, they're not reporting on the National Guard's members that were injured in this drive-by shooting just hours after Maxine Waters called for ratcheting things up in the street, violence in the streets, right? Calling anyone that disagrees with her and police reforms, as they describe them, as being white supremacists or colleagues in Congress. That's what she's calling them. You want to know what the media is doing? CNN, great example. We now know from Project Veritas, and we're going to get into this a little bit later, but Project Veritas exposed CNN and exactly what I knew from working there for 7 years as a conservative commentator fighting the good fight every day. It was an exhausting job. But it's what I knew. CNN pushes propaganda. Undercover tapes show that now, that CNN admits their employee that they push propaganda, right?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If they don't like somebody, if somebody's a problem for the Democratic Party, they'll politically assassinate them. They'll do whatever it takes to keep pounding that person until they disappear. Even if it means making up propaganda and fake scandals and reporting on stories that just aren't true. Well, now CNN's Chris Cuomo has gotten in on the race baiting and the ratcheting up of the... Because remember, it's good for ratings. Right? The death count of COVID is good for ratings. Don't forget that. It's great. It's actually great for ratings, right? It's amazing for ratings. It makes people watch TV when they see buildings on fire and then the media looks at you and says, oh, it's mostly peaceful protests. CNN's Chris Cuomo has now come out and made it clear what it's really going to take for us to have police reform in this country. Now, the idea of police reform also implies that the majority of police officers need reform. Not true. It implies the majority of police officers are somehow evil or corrupt or going out to work every day looking forward to killing someone of an opposite race from them. Not true. Statistically, not true. But Chris Cuomo said, you know what? We need more white kids to die. White kids need to die for police reform to happen. Yeah, he decided to lecture you. This is the same guy who had his brother on. They joked about COVID. The same guy that got special treatment for COVID testing from his brother. The same guy who won't step down, but the Me Too movement was so strong after all these people that actually work for him and currently work for him have accused him of things. The same guy that said all women must be believed when they come out against a man. The same guy, Chris Cuomo, whose brother knew that people were dying because of his policies, and he was spending time writing a book and lying about those numbers of people that died. This is the same guy who now wants to lecture you, the Americans, about police reform. And he says it won't happen until white parents start losing their children to the police. Cuomo said, and you know what the answer is? You really do. You don't like it. I don't like it. It scares me. Shootings, gun laws, access to weapons. Oh, I know when they'll change, Cuomo said. Your kids start getting killed. White people's kids start getting killed. Smoking that doobie that's actually legal probably in your state now, but they don't know what it was. And then the kid runs. And then pop, pop, pop. Cop was justified. He's indicting all police officers in the country right now and saying all police officers, indicting them, saying they're all racist. And until you white people kids start getting killed, you won't change. Why'd you run? Oh, he had a baseball game tonight. Oh, white kid? Question mark. Oh, big family? That house over there? Question mark. Those start piling up. What is going on with these police? Question mark. Oh, what? Question mark. Maybe we shouldn't even have police! Exclamation point. That kind of mania, that kind of madness, that'll be you, white people. That'll be the majority because it's your people. This is the propaganda that CNN and like one of the whitest dudes on TV had to say. The same guy that can't, quote, you know, cover his brother's scandals and the people that died because of the decisions of his brother. He now wants to lecture white people saying more of your kids need to die so we can actually get some reform. That's what it's going to take. Listen to him talk to you. This is to white America.
I wonder if you'll remember their names 6 months from today because they'll be replaced by so many others. You're here, people. What are you going to do when you see these shootings? You know what you're going to do. At George Floyd. Did you hear about him? That Dante Wright. Did you hear about him? That 13-year-old Adam. You know he was a gangbanger. Why do that? Because you want to make the problem them. Takes the onus off the idea that you're wrong about policing not needing to change. Forget that police are trained to deal with noncompliance with force that is not lethal. Hey, comply or die. Yeah, I mean. And you know what the answer is? You really do. You don't like it. I don't like it. It scares me. Shootings? Gun laws? Access to weapons? Oh, you? I know when they'll change. Your kids start getting killed? White people's kids start getting killed? Smoking that doobie that's actually legal probably in your state now, but they don't know what it was, and then the kid runs and the pop, 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 pop. Cop was justified. Why'd you run? Oh, he had a baseball game tonight. Huh, the white kid, oh, big family, that house over there. Those start piling up. What is going on with these police?
This is CNN playing to their base in the most vile and disgusting way I have seen in a long time. And I worked there as a conservative fighting the battle for 7 years. They're literally saying that we need more white kids to die They're literally saying that all police are bad. Look at the beginning of what Chris Cuomo said there. What Chris Cuomo just said was, will you even remember their names in 6 months because they'll be replaced by so many others, implying that there's so many dirty cops in America just waiting to go kill somebody that's the opposite skin color of what they are. Maxine Waters out there last night ratcheting everybody up. Bam, pop, 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 pop. A couple people, I don't know if they're white or black, the National Guardsmen that were injured, but they don't care about them, right? Because they're wearing a uniform. It's like, oh, well, they kind of deserve it. You think CNN's wanting to bring people together? No. Because riots and looting, my friends, let me just tell you, it's great for ratings. It is great for ratings. I don't care if people get injured or hurt because of what they're putting on TV that gets other people fired up to go out there and do the same thing. They're not trying to dial it down a little bit. They're trying to ratchet it up. They're not trying to have cooler heads come together and bring one another together and stop, you know, dividing us based on race. No, they're like, let's go. This is our time to get some ratings. This is our time to get some serious ratings. Look at the shooting in Kenosha. Kenosha leaves 3 dead, 2 wounded, suspect at large there. Active shooter situation, more tragedy. Good for ratings. You got a bunch of Black Lives Matter and Antifa people out there occupying a city? You don't think the city of Chaz and Chop are good for ratings? You're not paying attention. Remember, they figured this out with Occupy Wall Street. It was great for ratings on CNN. Civil unrest, great for ratings. They're looking for headlines all day long. They can turn to the next big case, they can go wall-to-wall coverage and lecture you about how you're racist, how police are racist, how police are killers.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to get back to the psychotic nature of the left real quick. You know, CNN knows that these shootings and these riots and the looting and the building of the burning of the buildings and the police being attacked are great for ratings. They know saying that police are evil is great for their ratings. You know, you look at Representative Maxine Waters. Why is Facebook and Instagram and Twitter not banned her in the last 24 hours for what she did? Maxine Waters, a United States congresswoman, went to the unrest in Brooklyn Center, Minneapolis, last night, told people to stay on the streets and get more confrontational. So what happened afterwards? Shots fired at National Guard members in Minneapolis, two of them injured. Two Minnesota National Guard members on duty in the Twin Cities were injured after being fired at in what authorities said was a drive-by shooting. If a Republican would have gone to a city and said this and then shots would have been fired at National Guard members, they would immediately have been banned for inciting riot violence by Twitter permanently, Facebook permanently, Instagram permanently. The guard said the injuries were minor, thank goodness. One guard member was transported to the hospital for treatment of injuries from shattered glass. The other was treated on the scene for superficial wounds. The guard says the two were part of a neighborhood security team deployed in Minneapolis for Operation Safety Net, a multi-agency effort to provide security amid the ongoing Derek Chauvin trial. Operation Safety Net also has responded to protests over last weekend's fatal police shooting of Dante Wright in Brooklyn, a wanted man for beating a woman, choking her multiple times, and trying to steal her rent money at gunpoint, who fled the police, put his life at risk, and yes, that police officer did grab her service weapon instead of her taser. There's a conversation, and I said this earlier on my podcast, and I'll say it again, that we need to be having in this country. You don't negotiate with the police. You don't run from the police. You don't fight the police. It doesn't matter what race you are. Don't do it. It's something we used to teach our kids. But this man was a wanted man. Dante Wright was a wanted man who skipped out on he had a $100,000 bail. He had a bail bondsman pay $40,000. This is a man that assaulted a woman at gunpoint and was stealing her rent money and choked her twice. You want to know why police were on edge? That's why. If he would have complied with the police and not run, he wouldn't have put his life at risk. I'm not saying that police officer shouldn't be held accountable, but look at the anarchy since then. We're charging her with manslaughter. We're firing the police chief. The mayor has taken over total control of the police department. He's now saying police really don't even need guns and traffic stops. Are you kidding me? So now you got two Minnesota National Guard members being attacked. Happened about 4:19 a.m. near the corner of Penn Avenue and Broadway, where shots were fired from a light-colored SUV. Authorities did not release further information on the incident at the time, and there were no reports of any arrests. Let's go back to Maxine Waters, congresswoman who comes to town. Let's really talk about this, right? Let's talk about what just happened here. She comes to town, and she says, to the unrest happening, she told people to stay on the streets and get more confrontational. She says that he should have been charged of first-degree murder, the police officer, but he wasn't. So we've already said, you know, there's injustice being done. She says if manslaughter happens, in other words, it's on. It is on. And this isn't just in Minnesota where this is happening. Look at Portland. This is also the part that amazes me. Apple is one of the most liberal companies. I'm talking about your iPhone out there. They're like the poster child of a woke company. They've been giving millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter organizations. And Portland rioters set fire to the Apple store, which is so ironic to me, that had a George Floyd mural. Yeah, a George Floyd mural, and they set it on fire. Black Lives Matter vandalized a church that feeds the homeless. rioters demanding social justice destroyed businesses that donate millions to social justice causes. This is how out of control the left is. And no one on the left is calling these people out for doing this. For the third time this week, a riot was declared in Portland, a liberal city that has allowed for this anarchy to happen for almost a year and a half now. Late Friday night, insurgents demanding social justice caused widespread damage to businesses and a church that feeds the homeless weekly. A group of several hundred people marched through Portland. During the Black Lives Matter protests, the crowd chanted, "If we don't get it, shut it down." Black Lives Matter. If we don't get it, meaning if we don't get what we tell you we deserve, then we're going to shut it down, meaning we're going to torch everything. And that's what they've done. That's exactly what they're doing. These are the same people that chant death to America. Black Lives Matter chants death to America. They also chant, "What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them now?" They also chant, "Pigs in a blanket. Fry them like bacon." But no. Let's get on a plane as a congresswoman, Maxine Waters. Let's fly all the way up there and let's tell people that, yeah, we need to ratchet things up. Portland police reported looting and some stores were vandalized with anti-cop graffiti. There were also reports of gunshots. Some rioters destroyed the storefront windows of Nordstrom's, Verizon, Nike, Starbucks, and banks. A lot of those are, I mean, Starbucks is like another example of a poster child of a woke company. During the height of last summer's protests against police brutality, I just want you to think about this. Nike pledged $40 million in donations to support the black community. $40 million. Yeah, let's burn that place down. $40 million they pledged to support black communities and support organizations that put social justice, education, and addressing racial inequality in America at the center of their work. That was just Nike. Yeah, let's attack their store, loot it, and burn it. At the same time, Verizon, another woke company, announced that it would donate $10 million to various social justice groups, including the NAACP Legal Defense, an Educational Fund, and the National Urban League. Yeah, let's attack Starbucks and burn that down. Starbucks Foundation also offered $1 million neighborhood grants to support racial equality in response to the death of George Floyd. Yeah, let's burn that down. So you attack Nike store, right? You attack the Apple store. You attack the Starbucks. You attack the banks. All of these people are Black Lives Matter folks, right? These anarchists, arsonists, set the Apple store on fire. And you want to know how sick they are? They did it while at least two security guards were trapped inside the building. That according to KOIN-TV reporter Jenny Young. They knew there were human beings alive inside the store, and they set it on fire anyway. Think about that. Let's just burn it all down. If we don't get what we want, let's burn it all down. Last summer, by the way, Apple had a mural of George Floyd and the words, "I can't breathe," painted on the tech company's downtown Portland store. Apple donated the artwork to the nonprofit Don't Shoot PDX, started by Black Lives Matter supporter Teresa Rayford. Last June, Apple announced it was launching a $100 million initiative to promote racial equality for people of color with a focus on education, economic equity, and criminal justice reform. And you attack the store that had the George Floyd mural. And you burn it down. Artists were brought in, created a Black Lives Matter mural outside an Apple store in Portland, and this is what you do afterwards? Apple donated the historic Black Lives Matter mural from its downtown Portland store to Don't Shoot PDX. I mean, this is like the famous mural you may have seen. George Floyd's face in the mirror in the middle. George Floyd's name to the left, if you're looking at it. On the right, massive words, "I can't breathe." The mural took on historic significance at the time last summer as it became a national symbol of protest and unrest over police violence, news articles said at the time. Windows were broken at the First Christian Church. Let's burn that down too, right? A location known for their generosity and feeding over 1,000 meals weekly to the homeless. Yeah, let's burn that down. These are the people feeding the unhoused and telling the story of racial injustice in Oregon. It just doesn't make sense, a downtown Portland resident, Shane Kavanaugh, a reporter with the paper, said. The Oregon Historic Society was also damaged. Vandals wrote, no more history. I guess we need to get rid of history now because that's now racist, right? So we're attacking churches, we're attacking Starbucks, we're attacking Nike stores, we're attacking Apple stores, we're attacking all of these places, and we're saying it's justified because you're not doing what we tell you have to do. And CNN, by the way, they just need some ratings. So let's hope that maybe some more white kids get killed and then you'll pay attention. All right, quick reminder, please share this podcast with your family and friends. We've been banned from Facebook, so we need you to share it. Screenshot this podcast, share it with your family and friends, and make sure other people see it. Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.